You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
It is 3 p.m. on May 26, 2023. Welcome to episode 20 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, updates on the cancellation of SFU football, along with scores from the BC Premier Baseball and Northwest Leagues. First up is Game Plans Club Negotiations with Club Negotiations Part 1. Excuse me. That was Club Negotiations Part 1 from... Excuse me again. Game Plans Club Negotiations. Next up is Carolyn Hawley's Songs of Hope. Here is I Will Be Received. I would like to discuss the SF Athletics at this time. On May 22nd, which was also Victoria Day, men's golf started in the NCAA Division II Men's Championships. On May 23rd, Emily Chilton was named to the 2023 GNAC Track and Field All-Academic Honors for the fifth time as one of 10 Red Leafs to receive the honors. Chilton, a biomedical major, holds a 3.94 GPA on a 4 scale. Diana Volushin, a business administration major, carries a 3.59 GPA for her 4th GNAC All-Academic Honors. Sydney Kania, a health sciences major, owns a 3.34 GPA for her 3rd recognition. Erica Bender, a psychology major, holds a 3.34 GPA for her 2nd honors. Kate Cameron, a kinesiology major, carries a 3.34 GPA. Ella Marion, a biomedical neuroscience major, owns a 3.57 GPA for her second recognition. Caitlin Hanger, a psychology major, holds a 3.34 GPA for her second honors. Susanna Linuski, a theater major, carries a 3.32 GPA for her second recognition. Mary Pao, a kinesiology major, owns a 3.72 GPA. And Charlotte Prankley, a biomedical physiology major, holds a 3.23 GPA for her second honors. Three events occurred on May 24th. Owen Gudmundsen, who competes in SFU men's wrestling, was named to the 2023 Academic All-District Men's At-Large team, chosen by College Sports Communicators. Gudmundsen, a sophomore from Calgary, Alberta, currently carries a 4.13 CGPA in molecular biology. Gina Schmidt, the head coach for SFU Volleyball, was named as one of assistant coaches to Volleyball Canada's Women's 2023 Next Generation Program. Schmidt, who has coached SFU since 2013, will assist the University of Alberta head coach, Carolyn Dwyer. The 2023 Canada Next Generation team is currently training at Richmond Oval as it will compete in the U23 Pan Am Cup Mexico. As it will compete in the U23 Pan Am Cup in Mexico in July and NORCICA final six international tournaments. Gina Schmidt has an abundance of playing and coaching experience. As a player, Schmidt played for University of Oregon, followed by a career with Canada's senior indoor team between 2003 and 2007, along with professional stops in Germany, France, the Netherlands, and Switzerland. As a coach, Schmidt has coached the 2013 FISU Games, along with being the head coach for the 2021 Canada Next Generation team, on top of coaching for SFU Volleyball, who finished 2022 13-14, with a 10-8 record within the GNAC, which marked SFU's eighth straight winning season within the conference. Also on May 24th, the SFU men's golf team mounted a major comeback in round three of the NCAA Division II Men's Championships in Avalon Lakes. At Avalon Lakes in Warren, Ohio, as the Red Leafs fired 288 strokes for the three-day total of 878 to force a three-way tie for eighth with Missouri S&T and Harding University. The three universities played a tiebreaker to determine the final entry in the medal round. In the tiebreaker, SFU fired two under par, Missouri S&T one over, and Harding two over, as SFU punched their ticket to the medal round as the eighth entrant, their first since 2015, where they finished fifth. Michael Chris Logo led the Red Leafs in day three with 68 strokes for a total of 224 strokes over 3 days, a tie for 59th with teammate Aiden Goodfellow. Bailey Bjornsson led the Red Leafs with 218 strokes over 3 days, a tie for 25th, followed by Jordan Bean with 220 strokes, a tie for 36. On May 25th, SFU men's golf team squared off against the top seed Oklahoma Christian in the NCAA Division II Men's Championships at Avalon Lakes Golf Course in Warren, Ohio. The Red Leafs fell 3-1-1. First up was Aiden Goodfellow, who fired 7 over par 79, against Alejandro's 75. Just a minute, please. There's a name I missed. I'm trying to get Alejandro's full name. Sorry for missing the name. So Aiden Goodfellow fell to Alejandro Armijo, 79-75. Bailey Bjornsson, the Red Leafs top golfer after 54 holes, fired 5 over par 77 strokes against Matteo Pulcini. Jordan Bean was shaded by Ezequiel Rodriguez, 76-74. Michael Kristlogo was the lone SFU victor in the head-to-head play against Oklahoma Christian, as he fired even par 72 against Santiago Villarreal, 79. Ryan Hawkins tied Oskari Niku with 78 strokes each. Just a minute, please. Oklahoma Christian advances to the Final Four. Also on May 25th, the SFU track and field team started in the NCAA Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Pueblo, Colorado. Distances are in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the qualifying results for SFU. Charlie Donat won the men's 1500 at 350.25, while Murray Alois Leclerc ran 11.54 in the women's 100 for fourth, her second best.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go? The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Hollow Bodies V, the Tunis Channel.
Float right about the
Welcome to the second half of episode 20 in